Just in time for that bitter cold wintry weekend, Angela's going to be in to rain down some knowledge on your diet and your health. Byers and Company, 8 o'clock hour, Friday edition, starts now.
Byers and Company, WSOY 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We're back here on a Friday. Got a little bit of a day here, right? I mean, we have until about midnight tonight to enjoy
what?
Yes,
you have time to go get your booze, bread, milk, and eggs.
The important stuff.
Yeah.
I'm really surprised that, like, it's still milk, bread, and eggs.
That
would be like what people would be getting in the 1950s.
I thought so, too, except whenever I looked at it, like, last time we had the weather, last weekend.
That would be last weekend.
I actually did need eggs, milk, and bread.
Okay,
it just happened to be the things
you
I
eat more eggs than I do.
I eat a lot of eggs.
And now, why is that? Aren't you not worried about the cholesterol?
I don't eat the yolks. So every Sunday, I boil a dozen eggs.
Okay.
Actually, more than that usually.
Of course you do.
15 eggs.
Yeah, she's a little annoying though.
So I eat just three hard-boiled egg whites every morning.
Every morning?
Yeah.
I know.
Oh, yeah. Angela knows because you put everything in your diary and she examines it. All right. Angela, I have to apologize. I don't know that I've ever said your last name out loud.
Folk.
That's what I thought.
Yep, like the dance.
Well, like the what?
Dance. Folk dance.
Oh, dance. Folk I thought dance. You said ants. I'm like, what? No. Are there folk ants? It's spelled F-O-U-L-K-E, though.
Right.
But it's folk. And you are the director of health and wellness with the Decatur Family YMCA. And you're kind enough to spend your time on Fridays helping us spread the message of better fitness and better diet and better health in the 2019 year. Everybody makes New Year's. I don't know if everyone makes New Year's resolutions. I don't know if that's a thing the way it used to be a thing.
It doesn't seem like it.
No, the kids don't do anything. It's almost like the kids have said,
like, what's
whatever
that?
Anybody's doing, we're doing the opposite, which is not necessarily a bad thing to break tradition and to think outside the box and be new. But yet people do go into a new year, I think, whether they actually physically make a resolution, they do go into a year sort of optimistic or pessimistic, or sometimes people want to break out of their box. They want to change habits. I think it's intuitive we know this. It's a whole other thing to do it. Yeah. But I think inside people know it.
Yeah, and I know back in the day when I used to make resolutions, it would be stop this or let's not do this. And it was all very negative. Now I kind of encourage people, pick something positive to do. Increase.
Yeah, and you
improve.
don't be wild about it. Because then if you don't live up to it, you're disappointed in yourself when you maybe set too high of an expectation.
Exactly.
You got to start. That to me is the key thing. Just get moving.
Baby steps.
Yeah.
Small goals.
So if you were talking to, you know, as you do at the Y every day, and you have clients and you have the whole membership, which is basically your clients, and you have to supervise all of the other trainers and the people that are in there. And then I always, is it tough because people think you should be working out because you work there? I always joke with Abby and Matt about this. It's like, well, I skipped my workout. It's like, you skipped your workout. You're 8 feet from the wellness center. I mean, you know, but sometimes when you're there doing all the work, I'm sure it's hard to get all that in.
It is. I'm lucky. It's part of my job, probably more so than Matt would like for it to be.
Yeah.
He kind of wants me to step away from it a little bit, but I find it difficult. I like to be
What does he want you to step away from? Like the hands-on stuff?
A little bit, but I'm pretty good at managing my time, so.
All right. So how many days do you work out a week, just out of curiosity?
Monday through Friday. I take the weekend off.
Okay, so you work out 5 days.
Yeah.
All right, and then how many minutes, or does that just depend?
It depends, because I teach classes every day.
Yeah.
So, you know, I try to get 4 days, 3 to 4 days of swimming, and that's my time.
Okay. And when you say swimming, what does that mean?
That's a good hour, maybe 70 minutes, and I'm, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 yards.
Okay. So, now, Lindsay, you swim. I have nothing in context with this because I don't, although I'm excited about getting in the pool, which we're going to do in the WSOY MCA Challenge. And the newest video is up at nowdecatur.com and the Nowdecatur Facebook
page. I don't
page.
Know, like, what, when you say yards or how long, I don't know what the length is. I have no idea.
It's 25 yards.
25 yards down and then 25 yards back?
Correct.
So it's 50 yards every time you go up and down.
Okay.
Okay. And so how many yards do you swim?
Well, then I have to see. I would.
Do you not count your?
I don't. I just
That's
go.
All right.
And generally what I do is do a nice leisurely, and then do like a, I do like a HIIT workout
okay.
in the pool.
Get some intervals in.
Yes.
Good.
So I don't really pay attention to how many laps I'm getting.
Well, and I don't think that probably matters. I mean, she does this for a living, so she's you know, a little more expert at it. So swimming is a really good, because Lindsay's having hip problems, and so a particular, not like needs a hip replacement.
No.
Although that's not that many years away.
Stop. Somebody is looking, just begging for the couch, right?
No,
oh, my gosh.
Oh, gee, today, you think? So that's a great way to sort of get a great cardio workout without all of the stress on the joints and you know, the aches and pains that you can get, quite frankly, from treadmills and from running and from doing some of the other stuff.
Yeah, you've just hit on my passion. I love swimming. I did it competitively for 10 years, and it is something I enjoy. So I, Lindsay, let me help you.
Most people find it terrifying, I would say.
Agreed.
You know, just the idea of swimming for exercise, not splashing around in a pool.
I found think it that terrifying, too. It scared me. The deep end scared me. Now,
you have a great stroke.
Yeah, but I never, we had a pool for several years. Yeah. I never sensed that you were afraid of the deep end.
I didn't really like to, like, I wasn't comfortable, like, freestyle swimming. I got really nervous. Like,
really?
I
can remember when Little Man was actually Little Man, and we'd like go sit at the bottom of the pool.
Yeah, you guys did. I never did. I wasn't a big fan. I would go under as deep as I could, but Maddie and I did a session with Angela to get more comfortable, and I learned what I'd been doing wrong the whole time.
And?
I was holding my breath.
Yeah,
I wasn't breathing.
You weren't exhaling and inhaling.
Okay, well, that's got to be something.
That's the key.
Well, I'm sure it is, but it's probably the hardest thing for people to learn.
That's when I started doing that and then just practicing. And really, then I was able to work on my stroke after I figured out the breathing. And now it's not as bad.
Okay, so now you don't have any.
No.
Do you still have fear?
No.
So when you're over the deep end, you told me that there were some people doing a diving class or like a rescue diving.
Now, they were scuba diving and they were under me, and I realized just how deep it was. I was like, well, I don't like seeing that. Don't swim under me. That freaks me out.
Now, do you listen to music while you swim?
No. I listen to the pool. I like the sound.
Oh, good.
What's the sound of the pool?
There's just, because I wear like these wax earplugs, so there's just this sound, and it's
calming or relaxing.
Like a shell, like listening into
a
shell.
Yes, that's what it's like. I just like the sound of the pool.
I can understand that. I mean, I haven't done it, but I can relate to that.
Or I'll hear music in my head, or I'll just think to myself, or
now,
whatever.
The Millican swim team, they drop music into the pool.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What is that? Like just
it's a big speaker that's waterproof, and even with my earbuds in that plays music, I can hear the music.
Music on top of that?
Yeah. I mean, it shakes your whole insides.
Really?
It can get some.
Okay. Yeah, well, that's interesting. Wait, how long have you guys had the partnership with the swim team?
That's this will be their
relatively,
second season.
Okay, I was going to say, it's fairly new.
I love it.
They
love
all show up in their parkas and their Millican coats, and they're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So Angela's in. We're going to talk about, I have a stack of stuff I want to go through.
Uh-oh.
Because, well, no, just the news that people are expected to consume and make any sense of when it comes to fitness, when it comes to eating well.
Okay.
I mean, you're inundated with it. And then it's often contradictory. You know, we'll come out with this study says this, and the next year there's a study that says the opposite. And the next year, and you go to the store, right? And the stuff's packaged to sort of be presented is healthy, but when you start digging in, you find out not so much, right?
Yeah.
And which is what I think has been very interesting about the entire challenge this time is doing the macro look at what we're doing nutrition wise, which has been had almost 2 years of really watching our diet and looking at the nutrient side,
right.
And now looking at the macro side of this is a completely different way. I mean, I find myself being so much more curious. And then here's what I'm doing, Lindsay, and I'm putting stuff in to see if I can eat it.
To check it, yep.
Yeah.
And then I'm deleting it and not eating it.
Yes.
So it's had not only an impact on, you know, what I'm doing, I mean, it literally is how I am planning what I'm having for lunch or dinner.
Are you talking about a budget?
Yeah, I am, but not nearly annoyingly as you are. I still don't think of them as like house payments or the electric bill, but yes, I am literally putting it in going, nope, can't do that for a snack.
Yeah, you two are, like I texted you or emailed you last night.
I know,
she's
such a suck-up.
You guys
she
are
was
spot
so
on. I mean, so I was kind of wondering, is that what they're doing? Are they, like, looking at it and then going, nope, that's not going to fit.
Yeah, no, we are. I mean, absolutely
that's
are.
Great.
And so, but it's also, I'm getting to the point where I think I have to do less of that because I have more of an understanding of what things, because I'm not the detail person. Like Lindsay will go and memorize all the names of all of the exercises and all of the stuff. And she's got like this, like, you know, just by rote, you know, she'll go through the whole thing. I'm more of an instinct guy. You know, I just want to go hit it and hit it hard and then like kind of know what. So I don't really need to know all those numbers. I mean, now I'm understanding the food a little better where I think in a couple of weeks it will just be something more that natural. I am just, you know, trained to do rather than having to like insert all this stuff and figure it out. But that's how's everybody else doing without specifically naming anyone? Just as a group, how are we all doing?
I would say not bad. Probably about six people are really spot on with their macros. So that's about half.
Okay.
Everybody's staying under their caloric intake, some a little lower than I'd like.
Okay.
When I see them, I ask them, how's your energy level? How are you feeling? I'm a little bit concerned. And they're like, well, I'm full. Okay.
I messaged my partner yesterday. Yeah. You're eating like a bird. You need to eat more.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I feel like I'm letting my partner down because we're not communicating at all, other than like work relations.
I don't think you have anything to worry about.
Okay. That. Well, she seems to be hitting hard. Yeah. Tanya's my partner. Yours is Chris Burns,
yes,
right?
Yes. And I'm like, both. But you got to eat.
Well, I know, but I'm struggling to get to my calories. I have upped it at your request. So I got on the scale the other day and I'm up in weight.
Okay.
And Molly told me to throw my scale away.
Yep.
I blame Lindsay because she bought it for me for my birthday. And
I hate scales.
Okay. Tell me what she was thinking. I hate scales too, but she bought me a scale for my birthday. I think it was her way of saying, I want a scale, but I don't want to admit I want a scale. So I'll get it for you for your birthday.
It's a smart scale so you can hook it up to your MyFitnessPal and it reads much more than just your weight.
Okay. Can I ask you something though?
What?
If we're not supposed to pay attention to the scale, now you want me to hook it to my phone so my phone is telling me what the scale is saying?
No, you don't have to get on the scale.
It's right there next to my sink.
Move it.
All right, bring the scale in. We're gonna.
Can we destroy it with a hammer?
Yes, that
because
will be part of the workout on
Monday. That's not supposed to be. I mean, and I know that,
it's
but there
hard.
Is this temptation just to. It's sitting there, and you think, okay, I'll just check.
And I tell people, how do your clothes fit? Are they fitting any differently? Do they fit better? That's my gauge.
Okay. So we shouldn't pay attention
hard.
Because
it's hard.
I told you I'm going to follow your advice.
I know.
And I am. And I'm doing so willingly. You upped my calories. So now I am supposed to. And this is the sad thing. Angela, we just talked about this the other day. They're talking about worldwide agriculture and food and hunger and the haves and the have-nots and the waste that we have with food in this country and around the world. And when it got to the details, they were saying to balance it all out, if they could get like everybody to 2,500 calories, we'd be a perfect world. I'm thinking 2,500 calories
is
a ton.
You'd still have
to increase 500 calories.
Yeah, because you're at two.
But think about that. What that means then in how much we're overeating.
Oh.
That they want to get down to 2,500.
That's scary because you're just telling me at 2,000 that it's hard for you to consume that. You are full. You are looking for food to put into your mouth.
So what should people, I mean, what is and I guess it all depends on your age and your weight and your health and your activity and all of that.
Right.
But is there a range of like, here is about the lowest you should be and here's sort of the top end you should be?
Well, for women, they say 1,200, 1,400 minimum.
Okay.
There are some women in our challenge that are not even close to that. And
really?
That scares me. We have some that...
So what's the danger side of that? I mean, just, lethargic, sort of, you know, not having enough energy. I am finding, to your credit, that the more carbs and proteins that I'm consuming, the more energy I have to do these... four straight days of, you know, hitting weights pretty hard or hitting cardio, it does feel to me like I have more to burn.
Right. And it's all about metabolism. So if you go under what your minimum requirement is, that can change your metabolism or your set point. So it can slow your metabolism down. You may lose weight in the beginning.
Yes.
But then, let's
but
say...
not losing it the right way.
Right. And then your metabolism slows down. So then you go and you eat... more, well, it's slow, so we're not going to burn it.
Okay.
So it's kind of like being in an anorexic mode. Everything's being stored.
Okay.
So you're not burning.
Okay.
And so you can get into a problem.
And you start eating your muscles.
Yeah.
Instead of, okay, the fat.
That is
all right.
True.
So, Lindsay, what is your caloric goal per day?
Well, initially I was around 1,400 calories. Angela boosted me up to about 16-something. I have a hard time meeting that, but I do try to get at least around 15, if nothing else.
And obviously it's going to change daily, really,
yeah,
depending on your activity,
yeah,
level.
And some days I am really close to my calorie goal, but I try to get around 15, if not more.
And
mostly for the metabolism.
Remember correctly, when you were swimming and in the pool, you were like, I am famished,
yeah,
when I'm in the pool.
Yeah. So
and
my
that
carbs
is true.
Went up too.
I mean, you are using your entire body, mm-hmm, to work out, so you're going to need more calories.
Yeah, I'd get out
carbs.
Of the pool, and the only thing I could think about was a snack.
Yes.
I needed a snack, like, immediately.
Yes.
I feel that way, too. I mean, but that's good. But I am, okay, so mine is 2,092. That is my goal. Yesterday, I had 1,984. And so I'm getting
that's good.
1,979 the day before, 2013 the day before that, mm-hmm, 2,079 the day before that. So I've increased my calories. Which I had to, like, figure out. There's a science to it and how you do that without increasing fat and making sure all the proportions are right. And so it's been very helpful to have the nutritional side of this conversation because we've been doing this for almost a couple of years, and we were watching what we were eating, but this is a way of making you think about it in a completely different
right.
way. The advent of MyFitnessPal, which is free. You can I subscribe to the version without ads, and it has a little extra stuff,
right,
but you don't need to do that. You can do this for free.
It is amazing.
The accountability you have, because we did this challenge like 10, 12 years ago,
right,
and we had paper logs and all of that. But the idea that this thing, and for whatever the psychology of human beings is, that you can know it in your head, but seeing it in this app makes a difference. I don't know what that is about our psychology, but it does.
I love it. I sit down every night and go through the previous day of the challenge, and it's great because there are patterns.
Yeah.
You can see it, and I've called a couple people out on some things I'd like to see gone from their daily consumption.
And what would that be overall? I know sodium is a big deal.
It is. Processed deli meat, and I'll say deli meat lightly. It's one of your coworkers. I called him out on it. And you know what? He did a good job. He cut it out, and I said, yay, good job.
Okay.
So
it's an easy crutch because it's easy to make and
it's quick.
Fair. Yeah.
Yeah.
And anything, you know, prepackaged, processed, most likely is going to have a ton
of sodium. Now, I will tell you that the Kroger, what is the roast beef that we buy from?
Private Selection.
Yes. It doesn't last very long because it's not as processed.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not bad because the one thing I don't have a problem with is sodium. I have to try to probably get more sodium.
Mm-hmm. I have to watch only because I really like dairy.
Well, which does have a lot. It's yesterday was a big sodium day for me, and I had 1,658 grams, which is still well under the 2,300.
Yeah.
Generally, by lunch, I noticed that with my breakfast, my lunch, I have 299 grams of sodium going into dinner for the day.
There are people in our challenge that get probably almost their entire sodium consumption in one meal.
Yeah. That's, you got to watch for that.
Yeah.
Now, I am not in favor of government sort of mandating this stuff. This information is available to everyone if you just try, right? What I love about MyFitnessPal, and if you want to download this at home and try it, you don't even have to enter it in. You can just scan the barcode from your camera on the phone, and it will tell you everything you need to know about that.
Yep. It's the easy button.
Yeah, it really is.
It is.
And then once you go from that, then you start learning sort of the trends and what you can and what
you
can't do.
Like you said, you know what you can and can't eat already. You're starting to figure that out.
All right, Chris just sent me an email saying, I might be eating like a bird, but I'm a big bird, like a big pudgy falcon.
I know.
And we have solved a mystery about the thing looking out the window of the home highlight. I heard from the owner of the home. How's that for a tease?
That's cool. Perfect.
All right, we'll tell you about that on the other side of the break. And then I'm going to go through some of all this messaging that people get. Literally. I mean, they are literally, there are people now that are paying $8,000 to buy young people, buy their blood.
What?
And to have it recirculated.
Yeah, I saw this. That's weird.
Okay.
Weird.
But is it even the weirdest health thing you saw? There's a measles outbreak in Vancouver. 14 kids with measles. And you know what all 14 have of them in common?
What?
Take a guess.
They didn't get vaccines?
Yes. So, I mean, is that health news? Shock. You don't immunize your kids and their kids. How about the first facial workout studio opening in Los Angeles? Okay.
Okay.
Venom from vampire bats may revolutionize hypertension, heart failure. All this stuff is out here because we're all looking for some desperate sort of easy answer, right?
And the cryo things that are popping up everywhere.
Late night TV is full of it, right? Buy this and you can do it without abs in minutes. It's confusing.
Sit on your couch, do nothing.
It's misleading. We're going to break it all down for you with Angela. Folk, like folk music.
Right.
Yes. See how I did that? We'll take a break. Back with more. Here's Lindsay with your three-day forecast.
Today we do have cloudy skies, highs around 32 degrees. Tonight, though, we're looking at some snow coming in. Winter weather warning in effect at midnight. Snow will be starting sometime after 9 p.m. Looking at overnight total of around 2 to 4 inches. Lows around 29 degrees. Tomorrow, looking at some blustery conditions with blowing snow. 1 to 3 additional inches tomorrow, with temperatures falling to 23 degrees by 4 p.m. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 18. It is 32 degrees in downtown Decatur.
A home is an investment for the long term, and your home's foundation is the key to protecting that investment. Basement wall cracks, settling foundation, stair-stepping wall cracks, dirt crawl spaces, and wet basement problems will always steal the value from your home until the cause is fixed. Protect your investment. Get a free estimate from Woods Basement Systems, this area's highest-rated, most-reviewed basement-y expert. Call toll-free 866-851-5061 or go online to woodsbasementsystems.com. That's woodsbasementsystems.com.
Happy New Year. This new year, discover a new you at Babbage Skincare. Join them Thursday, January 31st for a one-of-a-kind fire and ice event. During this event, they'll discuss how to lose unwanted fat permanently with cool sculpting and tighten your skin at the same time with New Era Tight. There will be two presentation times, 4:30 and 5:30 p.m. As usual, with Babbage Medical Spa events, there will be exclusive special event pricing and door prizes. Visit Babbage Skincare on Facebook for all the details and to get registered.
Do you suffer from the winter blues? Is that even a real thing? DMH NewsLink host Michaela Hunt sits down with DMH mental health specialist Marty Tolliver to talk about seasonal affective disorder, the risk factors, and how to combat the symptoms.
Women are more prone than men, and about 10 to 20% of every American will experience some sort of seasonal affective disorder in their lifetime.
Watch the video now at NowDecatur.com or the Now Decatur Facebook page. DMH NewsLink with Now Decatur. Your trusted source for the latest in healthcare news.
You're listening to Byers & Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday. All right, here's the mystery. We were looking through the Brinkouter Home highlight today, and 775 Country Manor. It's one of the open houses this Sunday, if weather permits, but it's a beautiful home. But there was a picture in the formal dining room, and there was like some sort of character or a statue standing looking out the window. We thought it was probably around Halloween, right? Well, Mike is the owner of the home. He sent me an email. This is my house. It's a mad scientist. It's not. I thought it was Shrek.
I said I couldn't tell if that was white.
They love for decorating for the holidays, so that was probably around. Mad scientist is the mystery figure.
Gotcha.
In the picture of the dining room of the home highlight. Angela Folk is in the studios here today. She heads up the efforts at the YMCA, really director of health and wellness, and so much of this is the same thing. The nutrition part we've talked about a lot, but it is just as important as the exercise because you need both to get what you want. You're not going to do either if you don't do both.
I agree.
I mean, there are degrees.
I think the nutrition kind of brings it all together.
It does, because you have to fuel your body, and you have to fuel it the right way. And I'm always amazed, too. We always talk about the new superfoods, and everybody's always worked up about, like, I mean, everybody, what was, like, the acai berry or whatever? It's like everybody thinks there's some kind of, but it really is pretty simple when you go back to sort of grains and fruits and proteins. Things really haven't changed all that
much. They
really
haven't. You just be mindful, you know, like we were talking about my plate last week.
Yes.
You know. It's changed the way they packaged what we're supposed to eat. I mean, how you present it, but it's, in essence, it's the same.
All right. So let's some tips that you guys gave to us that I'd like to share with some of the folks. And particularly when it comes to, like, let's say tuna fish or when it comes to canned vegetables, if you take all of that and rinse it with water, because you can get rid of a lot of the sodium that's sort of prepackaged into these things.
Yes. So I recommend that. I mean, canned is a little bit more convenient. It stays on the shelf. Obviously, it's easy. Drain it, rinse it, put it in the pan or put it in the microwave.
But don't just dump it into the pot or the microwave, because you're going to have a lot more sodium if you do that. And the same way with tuna fish. Even if you're getting it, because I know you can buy it like in oil or water. Even if you're buying it in water, you're still better off rinsing it. And then the low sodium, limiting the prepackaged deli stuff, the canned soups. I mean, people think of soup as not necessarily being an unhealthy food. In fact, it's something you feed somebody when they have a cold or it almost seemed healthy. There's so much sodium in that.
Right. There are. And I know that there are some low sodium soups as well. But you know what? It doesn't take a lot to make homemade soup.
Okay.
Put it in your crock pot, go to work, and come back, and it is done.
All right, so chicken, seafood, fish, tuna, turkey, eggs, low-fat dairy, Greek yogurt, cottage cheese, lean red meat, and then green. And the darker the green, the better, right?
Yes.
Why is that? Is that nature's way of sort of making its
That's
own food chart?
That's why I've been doing the kale thing.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm starting to, I'm not a big fan.
Of kale.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Do you do the kale chips?
No.
Where you make your kale and then you put like seasonings on it and toast it and that is good.
Are you? It's the consistency of kale. It feels
you
a little.
You have to massage it.
Is
so
that
it's
what
not
it
too
is?
Hard because it's sharp otherwise. So you got to like put a little bit of olive oil and salt on it and massage
now,
it.
Now you move me away from iceberg to sort of spinach.
Yes.
And I love
iceberg's just
mixed
water.
Greens.
Yeah, water.
I like green water.
Yeah, but it's I like the taste
I don't
of
mind
it.
The crunch of it sometimes.
Right.
But
I mean, is there anything better than a kind of a wedge? I don't eat that anymore because it had all the blue cheese on it.
We can have it every now and then. But
the kale, I'm just not a big fan of.
I know, but that's why I mix it in sometimes, try to hide it from me.
But can I just say that...
spinach.
Yeah, I mean, is kale that much better than spinach?
No.
Charred.
Maybe.
Is there a negligible difference between the two?
I can find alternatives.
Okay. So, meal prepping. Jump in on this, Lindsay, before we take the break. How much time do you spend, usually do this on a Sunday, and you prep lunches for the week?
Yes.
Right?
Yes, and then... You know, anything I have to plan for.
If you're
dinner.
A business person, lunches can be dangerous because you do business lunches. You go to places where there's not maybe some of the choices you can make. You can eat healthier off a menu. You can do that. There's no doubt. But sometimes you force yourself into scenarios or every workplace function we have. It's like, can we bring in any fatty?
Any more fattening
stuff? I mean, you know, that it's sort of what you do at work, right?
Mm-hmm.
So taking that decision out of somebody's hands to me has been very helpful. Yeah. So I just know what I have for lunch every day, and there's no temptation.
Yeah, breakfast and lunch, kind of plan that.
How many
out
days? How long does it take you to do that on a Sunday
afternoon? Honestly, about an hour, unless it's a new recipe and I'm kind of fooling around with it. But it just take an hour out of your Sunday, and you can do it. That's it, because you're really just making a bigger portion of dinner. And you're splitting it up over 5 days.
Okay.
That's it.
So you would recommend that to people?
I do. Yeah, I do. And, you know, I keep two portions in the fridge. The rest goes in the freezer and then eat those two and then just start pulling them out of the freezer. So.
All right. We'll take the break. We'll get back here. I mean, people are looking at, I mean, can you imagine, okay, I these old rich people that think, well, we'll just get some young blood. I mean, literally.
That's so weird.
I don't even know what to say.
But you were growing up when you used to hear the rumor that Keith Richards had an entire blood transfusion every year just to take all the toxicity out of his body.
Yeah.
Maybe he was. Maybe he had like 14-year-old blood going through.
Maybe.
Who knows? We'll tell you about that. And then a facial workout studio. This is all they do is facial workouts.
Face yoga. It's a great thing.
Is it?
Yes. It's great.
Seriously?
I'm serious. I do it all the time.
Okay, I need a preview.
Okay, we'll get a preview. Tell you all about it on the other side of the break. Here's Lindsay Romano with your 3-day forecast.
Today we've got cloudy skies, highs near 32 degrees. Then for tonight, some snow heading in. We do have a winter weather warning in effect starting at midnight, but we'll start seeing that snow about 9 p.m. 2 to 4 inches possible overnight. Lows around 29 degrees. Then for your Saturday, blowing snow once again, 1 to 3 additional inches possible. Temperatures will be falling to around 23 degrees by 4 p.m. Sunday, partly sunny, highs near 18. It's 32 degrees in downtown Decatur.
At the Community Foundation of Macon County, we're committed to creating educational opportunities for students. Hello, this is Natalie Beck, president of the Community Foundation, and I'm proud to share that the Community Foundation manages more than 30 scholarships that are awarded each year to area youth who are pursuing their dreams of a college education. Now's the time for high school seniors to apply for scholarships by visiting our website at endowdecatur.org. Many of the Community Foundation scholarships have been established in memory of someone dear to the donor. We have scholarships honoring parents, spouses, or or children who have passed away, and several to remember revered teachers. Our scholarships are funded by clubs, organizations, and families that want to help young people achieve their educational dreams. If you've ever considered setting up a scholarship, call us today. We manage the entire process, ensuring your charitable wishes are fulfilled and that your scholarship has the greatest possible impact. The Community Foundation of Macon County, 429-3000.
Happy New Year from Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport. Serving Springfield and Central Illinois, Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport offers flights to Chicago on United Airlines, to Dallas-Fort Worth on American Airlines, and to Fort Myers, Punta Gorda, Florida on Allegiant. Flying from Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport is safe, easy, convenient, and parking is always free at SPI. Visit flyspi.com for details. Choose Abraham Lincoln Capital Airport when you fly in 2019.
You're listening to Buyers and Company, only on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Friday, it's time to head to Benjamin F. Edwards. Benjamin F. Edwards, and check in with Jamie Bruner, who's standing by. Good morning, Jamie.
Good morning, Brian. The popular averages closed higher on Thursday, and the Dow was up 162 points to 24,370. The markets reacted favorably to a Wall Street Journal report that the Trump administration may be considering easing the U.S. tariffs on China. In economic news, weekly initial jobless claims fell by 3,000 to 213,000, better than the expected 220,000 reading. Federal employees are reported under a separate program. The Philadelphia Fed index release showed a strong increase in business activity in the mid-Atlantic region. In European trading, the London FTSE was up 1.56%, while the DAX in Frankfurt was up 1.84%. The Nikkei in Tokyo was up 1.29%. The 10-year U.S. government bond was down 4/32, yielding 2.767%. Gold futures were down $7.80 at $1,284.50. Crude oil futures were up 65 cents at $52.72 a barrel. The Dow is trading at 24,526, a positive 157 points. ADM at 43.81, Ameren 67.18, Caterpillar 134.50, Norfolk Southern 167.16, PPG 106.49, Tate & Lyle 36.02, and Mueller Water 9.63. And Russian playwright Anton Chekhov once said, "People don't notice whether it's winter or summer when they're happy." This is Jamie Bruner with Benjamin F. Edwards & Company, member FINRA and SIPC.
Thank you, Jamie. As always, we appreciate it. We'll check in with you first thing Monday morning. I'm not Russian, so I'm not sure I can agree with that, right? I'm happy today. I'm not happy about the forecast. But Russians, right? When they talk about weather, you got to pay attention. They know. All right, Angela Folk in the studios. All right, so facial workouts. Think there's a demand for this? Lindsay, you say you do this?
I do this.
Really?
Yeah, it's something you can do anywhere. I mean, like, preferably when you're not around other people, because it looks kind of...
I think maybe we need to market that at the Y.
I was going
to
say, the very first studios are opening in L.A., and supermodel Kaya Gerber has already, she had a skin camp where they do, the facial rollers and all of that, mm-hmm. but now they have a skin gym where they literally are offering facial classes, facial workout classes.
Without doing like the facelift thing, you can tone your face. You can tone your face with face exercises.
I would like to see you please go ahead
and demonstrate this.
No, I want to see you do it. Somebody has to talk.
Well, I can't talk when I'm doing it, so okay. I have to explain what you have to do. So I want you to try it. You're going to put the tip of your tongue at the top of your mouth,
mm-hmm.
like right behind your teeth. Mm-hmm. You're going to smile very wide and then put your chin up towards the sky and swallow.
Where do you find this stuff?
Oh, God, just
try it.
Go ahead, Angela.
I can't can you smile
can you
do
a, can you take a video of you doing it
yeah.
so we can put this up online?
Sure.
Okay. I'll go ahead. Get your phone out.
Oh,
no. Go ahead. Get it. Get your phone out. This is our first facial workout, okay. Official workout, and I want you to show this move.
Are you gonna do it? Because you're not even trying.
No, I'm not because I think it's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard in my entire life. But you have the video up, so Lindsay's
gonna try to.
You're gonna talk your way through this.
Yeah.
First of all, explain what it is you're going to do.
I'm going to be doing some facial yoga.
But on the video. Are you videoing?
I'm videoing right now. I'm going to do facial yoga, which one of them is called the baby bird.
Okay.
So you put your tongue behind your teeth on the top of your mouth.
Uh-huh.
Smile as wide as you can.
Okay.
Lift your chin up to the ceiling and swallow. You have to really think about it. So put your tongue there. Mm-hmm. Smile.
Okay. And do it.
There you go.
And what is this supposed to do, just out of curiosity?
This actually tones the neck area, like under your chin.
I felt like I was going to choke on my own spit.
Yeah, right.
It's
swallow
easy,
your own
yeah.
tongue. Yes, yeah. That's not a good thing. I have a fat face, like meaning like just I was born with a fat face. My baby picture is a fat face. I have a fat face. I don't know what to do with that. You're telling me if I go do these facial exercises,
there's things
I can change my face.
You can start to tone your face, or like, you know, under your chin or your smile lines and, you know, crow's feet and things like that.
Isn't there like surgery for all this stuff? Or like,
if you don't want to go the surgery route, there's things you can do to tone your face. If you tone the rest of your body, why wouldn't you tone your face?
I don't know.
Well, I can say it made me laugh, so I was getting a good core workout. So,
but you know, doesn't
laughing.
Smiling itself cause wrinkles?
Who doesn't want to smile? I think you should always have a laugh.
I agree. Yeah. So, I mean, are we not taking this a bit too far by doing facial exercises?
I think you can tone your face, you know, and you can kind of, you can't change your bone structure, but you can change the muscle in your face.
Okay. I think this is a first world problem.
It is.
Clearly.
But it's something you can do. It's not like you have to take a lot of time if you're just sitting there reading or something.
But can you imagine? I mean, of course, this is Los Angeles. That stupid people would spend money to go have them do things like you just did.
Yes.
And pay people to train them to do that.
I know.
These are the same people that are looking to get young blood. Mm-hmm. And literally. Blood transfusions. I don't know if you saw this story, but evidently this has become a thing. And I'm going to guess this is like really rich white people that are like into this, because most people would go, are you kidding me? But yet there's people like desperate to hang on to youth and vitality, and they don't really want to do the work to hang on to the vitality. Like, I have no idea how old you are.
I will be 50 this year.
Okay. Yeah. I had no idea. Did you?
No.
And I wasn't trying to be rude or ask.
Fine.
I'm saying, I think if you are
just a number,
putting your money where your mouth is, like not buying it, but literally cashing in on the hard work, you will stay. Your vitality will stay. I see people in there every day that are killing it, older than I am.
Yeah.
And I see every day people that are younger than I am that are not doing half the work. So age is just a number. I don't think that's a justification because I'm old. You know, like, I mean, how we all start to sound. I don't think 50 is the same as it was 20 years ago.
No way. I mean, I don't feel 16, but I'll tell you, I feel better.
I wouldn't want to be 16.
No, don't take me back then.
Yeah.
But I feel better now than I probably did in college, honestly. Even better than I did when I was 30. I'm more in tune. I know it's important. I think I balance things better.
You get smarter. With age comes wisdom, and it's not just sort of like fortune cookie nonsense. It absolutely is.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to be a 20-something again. I really wouldn't. First of all, I think I'd be completely annoyed by that generation if I were stuck in that generation. Second of all, I don't want to give up the smarts. I've learned how to do things in a smarter, better way the older I get. But because the Food and Drug Administration has approved blood transfusions, this off-label treatment stuff is evidently legal, but it's controversial for sure. So if somebody comes to you and says, well, what I'd like to do is just take a young person's blood and run it through, just people are doing this.
I don't have any answer to
Lindsay, what did you think when you saw this story yesterday?
You know, I remember there was a time where I was supposed to go get this vampire facial thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't do it after watching it be done. Just, I thought, this is the weirdest thing. It was your own blood being like drawn from your body, spinned, and put back on your face that they just basically, you just look like you had.
Let's talk about the transfusion.
Okay. So I think this fad stuff, it's crazy. It's just crazy. Just do what you need to do.
But it shows you what people, the links they will go to and the money they will spend to find some sort of cheat. Right.
Yeah.
I mean, and that's like what late night TV is like just for the last 20 years. And then what happens? You order one of these contraptions and then it's like you just hang your coat on it. It becomes like a catch all, you know, or you order this thing, it's going to give you abs in minutes. There's no abs in minutes.
No. And, you know, this is always the trend. What can I do to get the results in the fastest way possible? I was talking to somebody yesterday talking about these cryo things.
Is that the freeze? Like, you freeze your body?
Yeah, freeze your body. Not the cool sculpting. Talking about something else, but the where you get in a tank for 3 minutes, and
what does that do?
Around 800 calories. It just The principle being that whenever you burn more calories when you're cold.
Oh, okay. Just go outside on Sunday.
Yeah, I was about to say.
You know what? Just shovel. Yep. Shovel on Sunday. You know, you get the same exact treatment.
Yes, you will actually get a workout.
I just think for $46 a month, right?
Yeah.
Forget all of this other stuff. Join the Y. That's an individual membership.
Mm-hmm.
That comes with 70 free classes. Everything from swim classes to, you know, water aerobics.
No needles involved.
Group power. Group fight's a brand new thing. Are people enjoying this?
Well, from what I see number-wise, and when they come out of that class, they are smiling and dripping sweat. So
that's a good two things.
Yeah.
All right. Decatur, the web address, if you'd like to visit, obviously it's simple and easy, DecaturYMCA.org. Hours of operation are important. And you guys also, if you are members, I would encourage you. I didn't know that there was a text group thing that you could sign up for as a member. I did. I signed up for it for weekends like this where you just don't know if maybe hours are changing or it's closing early or something or whatever. You can go through and check a whole menu of things.
They'll give you registration information for youth sports.
All right. So
swim lessons.
Now through January 31st, and we're running out of time here. No joiner fee. So you can sign up literally $46 and $46.25. You're on the board, Lindsay. Can you tell me who came up with the 25-cent part of this?
You know, I don't know.
46 wasn't enough. 46.50, a little too much.
Yeah.
46.25, there's your wheelhouse.
Yeah.
All right. Family membership, though. That's your adults and anybody under the age of 18 in your house. So however many kids you have, $66.25. And where are you going to get daycare? I mean, literally, like, you'll watch the kids while they work out.
Right. For 2 hours, there's a two-hour max, which is plenty.
Yeah, I mean, you're working out more than 2 hours. And that's age 6 weeks to 5 years, even 6 to 12. Different information. You can get all of that on the website. Good Heart membership is an upgrade if you want to do that. The training studio is an upgrade if you want to do that. We're going to be focusing on the training studio on Monday of our WSO YMCA challenge. Half the group's going to go to the Wellness Center. Half's going to the training studio. So if you're interested in seeing what that means, I did TRX yesterday for the first time in a while.
Yeah.
Do you do planks on the TR?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it's one of my favorites.
My God. Yes. You want abs in minutes?
Mm-hmm.
We'll give it to you 30
that
seconds at a time with the TRX
because
you've never felt 30 seconds go by so slow in your entire life. So what do you think of Austin?
Oh.
I put the video up. We were doing the resistance band running on Instagram. And I had the funniest post ever. Or a comment ever. I had my good buddy at the Kyle and the group over at Spin City Cycles said, you'd run faster without dragging that guy behind you, but what do we know? We sell bikes.
I know, that's awesome.
And I can't imagine. I'm sure he's probably getting a pretty good workout. I can't imagine what, like, Kevin and Matt dragging him across the floor.
I watched Kevin do it, and it looked like Austin was really struggling.
Well,
to keep him back.
Matt and Kevin are big guys.
Yes,
I mean, you know, when
Austin
they move,
strong,
the ground moves.
Strong, but those guys are big, and so they had the advantage on him a little bit.
Yeah. So what's been the overall reaction from the folks in the challenge as far as, like, the feedback you're getting?
I think they're very appreciative of the nutrition component, and I try to – I'm not going to inundate people with emails every day, but every once in a while I try to give a shout-out to different people.
Affirmation's important.
Yes.
Lindsay was, like, all giddy about it this morning.
You guys are doing great.
You reaching out with an email. She thought,
she was
that kid that got the star.
I did. It felt like a gold star. I was so happy.
You deserve a gold star.
See?
All right, Angela. Well, listen, good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
And, you know, I like the 5 days. I mean, see, if I could take the weekend off, I'd feel okay about that, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
You should.
I know.
If you're working
as hard
for
as you're
five
working,
days, yeah.
That I think that's... That's possible.
Is that the what's the recommendation for somebody starting out? Be realistic. Yes, the diet, MyFitnessPal, best thing you could possibly download and put into your life. But, like, how many minutes, how many days of active working out? I don't mean reading a paperback while you're on the treadmill.
Right. And
I mean breaking a sweat.
What do you consider
getting the heart
active,
rate up?
Correct.
How many minutes? How many
150
days?
150 minutes per week is how we break it down now, as opposed to saying this many days. So,
okay. So however you spread that out.
Yes. So if you want to do, you know, hours, a couple of days, half hours here, and you can even break it down into 10-minute segments three times. That's better than doing nothing.
Better off doing 30, though, to keep your heart rate up
Correct.
For that extended period of time.
But really, there aren't any excuses. If you can't get a full 30 minutes, do a 10-minute on a break, go back your next break, 10 minutes.
The Apple Watch is funny because it gives you these prompts to stand and to breathe and like all of these different things and
move.
Which is sort of like, it's kind of like having Austin on your wrist the whole day. You're just sort of like, okay, come on, I'm doing it. Stop barking at me.
Yeah, he invited me to work out with him today at noon, and I said, I have a meeting. Scare me.
All right. Well, listen, if folks want to join, make sure you stop out at the Y. They're located at 220 West McKinley Avenue. I see tours going on every day that I'm there, so people can just come in. You don't have to make an appointment. No. Somebody will walk you around the facility. Hire a trainer, even if it's not a full-time thing. You can get like those 3 1-hour sessions, you know, get you down the right path. That person will get you started in the right direction.
Yes. You don't have to do it for the rest of your life. As Lindsay said, kind of a budget prescription. Mm-hmm. We'll give it to you. And then you go, and then that's what we want. We want you to feel comfortable and then go out and do it on your own.
And then do the InBody analysis because will give you a starting point and it'll give you benchmarks because that's truly more than the scale or anything else. That's what you want to, you know, match up against. See where you are in 6 weeks, where you are in 12 weeks. I think people think it's a couple of year-long process. And for some people, depending on the amount of weight you want to lose, it can be a longer. But I think people would be stunned if they could see what could be done in 6 weeks.
Nine weeks,
12 weeks.
And like we said in the beginning, don't be married to your scale. Sometimes I think the scale can be detrimental because you want to get on it every day and see some kind of loss. Well, that's not possible. Yeah. You're not going to lose every day.
No, and it depends on the time
of
day and when you're doing it and all of that. So thanks, Lindsay, for the birthday gift and the guilt. Angela, we'll see you on Monday.